Well, the series, I guess, that John 3:16 has had for the month of March is called The Miracles of Jesus. The Miracles of Jesus, and the account we're going to look at tonight is called Jesus Calming the Storm. Jesus Calming the Storm. And the text comes from Luke chapter 8, verses 22 through 25. So if anybody here tonight has a Bible, you can either turn there or I can read it to you. Jesus calming the storm. Verse 22 of Luke 8. One day Jesus said to his disciples, "Let's go over to the other side of the lake." So they got into a boat and set out. Verse 23. As they sailed, he fell asleep. A squall came down on the lake so that the boat was being swamped and they were in great danger. The disciples went and woke him, saying, "Master, Master, we're going to drown." He got up and rebuked the wind and the raging waters. The storm subsided, and all was calm. "Where is your faith?" he asked his disciples. In fear and amazement, they asked one another, "Who is this? He commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him." Now, friends, imagine this picture in your mind. Jesus and his disciples are on a boat on the Sea of Galilee sailing. And the sea was probably pretty calm as they began to sail. All at once, in the distance, they may have heard thunder clapping. And they maybe heard a couple of bolts of lightning. And a storm arose. And all at once, the waves began to rage up and down. Up and down. And the boat that they were in began to rock back and forth. And you know, Matthew records the same account in Matthew chapter 8 and says that Jesus was sleeping on the boat. Jesus was calm and peaceful. And when the storm came about and the boat began to rock back and forth, guess what? Fear gripped the hearts of the disciples. And they said this to Jesus in verse 24, "Master, Master, we're going to drown." And Jesus got up, rebuked the wind and the raging waters, and the storm subsided, and all was calm. Friends, what is this historical account all about? It's about the miracle of peace. And tonight I'd like to talk to you about the miracle of peace. Peace in our lives in different areas. Now, friends, listen, the godless, those who don't love God, the Christless, those who don't follow Christ, struggle with inner turmoil and strife. They search for inner security and peace through drugs, through alcohol, through promiscuous relationships. Some people search for inner security through materialism, through money, and through fame. But I'm here to tell you tonight that none of these things will give you true inner peace. There's only one that can do that, and it's Jesus Christ. You know, peace in place of turmoil and strife is a miracle. But for us as Christians, it is also a fruit of the Spirit. So for the next few minutes, I want to talk about peace in different areas. Number one, I want to talk about peace with God. Inner peace begins with having peace with God first. You know, it was God's original intent in the Garden of Eden to be at peace with mankind, with Adam and Eve forever. He created man. He put him in the garden. He said, "Adam, you can eat of any tree in the garden, but the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, I do not want you eating of. For in the day that you eat of that fruit, you will surely die." If we turn to Genesis chapter 3, we see that the tempter, the serpent, came to the woman. And he says to her, "Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?" And she says, "We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it or you will die." And he says this. He says, "You will not surely die, for God knows in the day that you eat of that fruit, you will be like God, knowing good and evil." So the woman was tempted. She saw that the fruit was good for food, pleasing to the eye, desirable for gaining wisdom, and she ate of the fruit, and then she gave some to her husband. Right? And at that point, what entered the world? Sin entered the world. And we see towards the end of Genesis 3 that God banished the man and his wife from the Garden of Eden. He forcefully dismissed them. And that's what sin is. Sin is separation from God. The man and the woman were separated from God. And our ancestors, our great ancestors, Adam and Eve, have passed that sin nature onto us. You know, it says in Genesis 3:8 that God, in the cool of the day, walked in the garden. He at one time was at harmony with Adam and Eve. But when they sinned, that harmony, that relationship was broken. That peace was broken apart. Sin is a life out of harmony with God. So the first theory that we need peace in, friends, is peace with God. Peace with God. How do you acquire, how do you produce peace with God? Reconciliation with God. Harmony with God. Think of it this way. Say you're out in a farm area and you really want some apples, but there's no apples nearby. But you happen to have a handful of apple seeds. So you go ahead and you plant those apple seeds. And eventually an apple tree is produced. And that apple tree gives you apples. You nurture that seed and you eventually get apples, right? Well, it's the same way with God in the spiritual realm. If you want peace with God, what do? You accept Jesus Christ into your life. You see, when you accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, the seed of the Spirit of Christ was planted in your heart. And maybe you've never accepted Jesus, and later you'll have the opportunity. But when someone accepts Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, the seed of the Spirit of Christ is planted in the soil of their heart. And as you look after that seed and you nurture it, as you develop that walk with Jesus, that relationship with Jesus, guess what? Peace with God is produced. You're reconciled back to God. You're in harmony with God again as you accept His Son, Jesus Christ, as Savior and Lord. Let's look at Romans chapter 5, verse 1. I'll read it to you guys. Romans 5, verse 1. And this is what Paul the Apostle writes to the Roman church. He says, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. Peace with God, harmony with God, reconciliation with God, relationship with God. How does that begin? By faith in Jesus Christ, saying, Jesus, I give you my entire life. Take control of the driver's seat of my life. Jesus, I want you firmly planted in the soil of my heart. Now, some of you out there tonight might be like, well, you know what? I want charge of my own life. This is my life. And I want to do with it what I want to do with it. But in order for you to have peace with God, you've got to put Jesus there in the driver's seat of your life. He has got to be firmly planted in the soil of your heart. Now, how does Isaiah prophesy Jesus in Isaiah 9:6? He prophesies Jesus as the Prince of Peace. As the Prince of Peace. You know, when Jesus was born, the angels brought the message to the shepherds. And this is what it says in Luke chapter 2, verse 14. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom His favor rests. And on earth peace upon those whom the favor of God rests. Now, upon whom does the favor of God rest? Upon whom does the favor of God rest? The favor of God rests upon those who have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And when the favor of God is there by accepting Jesus, then the peace of God is also there. And peace with God is there. Harmony with God, relationship with God, reconciliation with God. So we all understand with what peace with God means, right? It means coming back into relationship with God by faith in Jesus. Now, the second area of peace I want to talk about tonight is inner peace. You can only truly have inner peace when you have peace with God, right? I saw a bumper sticker lately and several times in the past, and it said this: "No God, no peace." N-O God, N-O peace. And then it said, "No God, no peace." K-N-O-W God, K-N-O-W peace. So if you know God in relationship, you will also know that inner peace. And friends, here tonight, you may have slid back in your relationship with Jesus Christ. You may have slipped away in your walk with Jesus. Maybe you've drifted further and further away from Jesus. And maybe you've been searching for inner peace and security, maybe in drugs, or maybe in the past, maybe in alcoholism, maybe in wrong relationships with someone who is not your spouse. I'm here to tell you tonight that only Jesus can fill the emptiness inside that you may be experiencing tonight. You know, friends, everybody is looking for peace, the non-Christians and the Christians. I was driving in Tulsa recently and I saw a sign saying inner peace yoga classes. That doesn't sound like a Christian advertisement, but it's advertising to people out there in the world that are looking for inner peace and security. Only Jesus can give us that peace. You know, I used to do a lot of missions work in the country of India. And a number of years ago, I was in North India, New Delhi. And when I stay in North India to do missions work, I normally stay at the YWCA. And there's like a little patio area on the side of this YWCA, right, where people can eat, they can fellowship. And my Indian host friend and myself were there one day on the patio. And this lady shows up, a Caucasian lady. And she's talking to us, and she said, "I started coming to India 6 years ago." And we were like, "Why?" She said, "Well, this," she told us about this short Indian Hindu leader who's very famous in India. He's very influential. He's got a large following. She says, "Well, you know, I saw him. I met him. He was funny looking. He's short. But when I saw him," she said, "I fell in love with him. He appears to me at night and he gives me advice." So she's arguing back and forth with my Indian host friend. Back and forth and back and forth. And she says, "I spend 6 months a year in India because of this man. I come here to be with him." And so the argument went back and forth and back and forth. And finally, my Indian friend asked her, he said, "Ma'am, is this man, is this Hindu leader able to give you inner peace?" And at that point, friends, the conversation became silent. The understood answer was no. There's no religion. There is no thing that can give true inner peace. Only Jesus Christ can do this. Before Jesus was crucified, he left his disciples this word of encouragement in John chapter 14. I'm going to read that to you real quick. John 14, verse 27. And this is what Jesus says: "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." He makes an interesting statement in John 14, 27. He says, "I do not give to you peace as the world gives." What does he mean by that? I really believe this is what Jesus means. The world's understanding of peace is happiness. The word happiness is based upon the word happenings. So when non-Christians in the world say, I've got peace, what they really mean is that they're happy. They've got a nice house. They've got a great career. They've got lots of money coming in. They've got a great marriage. All the happenings in their life are going well, and so they are happy, and they confuse that with peace. But Jesus says, I don't give you that type of peace. That's the world's understanding of peace. He says, the peace that I give you is an inner peace that you can have in the midst of the storms that you're going through in your life. Does that make sense? So friends, you may be going through a really difficult situation tonight. You may have received a bad report. You may have lost a career. You may have lost a job. You may have lost a relationship or a loved one. And you've got no peace on the inside. Tonight, Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, wants to step into your life and give you the true miracle of peace that can be had in the midst of the storm that you're going through. Amen? Amen. Does that make sense tonight? All right. You know, back in 2005, another personal story here. Again, I was going to India, July of 2005. So I spent months putting this project together to India. We had a team going to North India, or to South India, pardon. And the night before we flew out, I received a call from one of my team members, older man, about 70, 71 years old. And he said, Jonathan, I've had a medical emergency. The doctor tells me that I cannot fly to India with you tomorrow. My wife and I cannot fly with you. I said, are you sure? He said, I'm sure. Maybe I'll fly in about a month. So he flew a month later. At that moment, my mind began to race, friends. I didn't know what to do. My God, what am I going to do? Do I cancel this project? Do I reschedule it? Do I go? Do I not go? God, what do I do? The devil was trying to rob me of my peace. You know? And in the midst of all these questions, in the midst of this mental turmoil, guess what? The peace of God was deep down in my spirit. In the midst of the storm that I was going through, the peace of God was there. If God did it for me, friends, He can do it for you. You may be going through a storm tonight like the disciples on the Sea of Galilee in Luke chapter 8, verses 22 through 25. But in the midst of your storm, Jesus Christ can give you a peace, an inner peace that surpasses any human understanding. Amen? All right. Friends, He wants to give you that peace that surpasses any human understanding. You know, you may have received that bad report, as I said earlier. You may have suffered a loss. You may have no joy on the inside, and so you're going through a storm. I encourage you to do what the disciples did in Luke chapter 8, verses 22 through 25. Bring your storm to whom? Bring it to Jesus, like the disciples said, Master, we're afraid, we're about to drown. And tonight you might be thinking, I feel like I'm drowning in the midst of these storms in my life. Bring your storm to the Master, to Jesus Christ. And just like Jesus rose up, pointed to the storm and said, peace, He wants to stand up and speak peace to the storms in your life. They said, man, this man has got power. He commands even the winds and the water, and they subside. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Jesus who calmed storms 2,000 years ago wants to calm your storm tonight. Do you believe that? If so, say amen. Amen. He loves you so very much. John 16:33, Jesus says something else concerning peace. And this is what He says to His disciples. He says, I have told you these things so that in Me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. He's saying, I have overcome the troubles of the world. He's saying to us tonight, I am overcoming the troubles in your life. So keep your heart and your mind at peace. It may be difficult for you right now, but take heart. I am overcoming the troubles in your life that this world is trying to throw at you. Be at peace on the inside, Jesus is saying. He's saying, I am in full control in your life. Don't worry. Bring your worries. Bring your anxieties. Bring your fears to Jesus like the disciples did in Luke chapter 8. They said, Master, we're about to drown. And tonight you might be feeling like that. Jesus, I feel like I'm about to drown in this situation of my life. He's about to bring peace, friends. Just keep trusting in Him. Let's look at Philippians 4:7. Philippians 4:7. And this is what it says. Paul the Apostle, writing to the Philippians, says, And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. It will guard your hearts and your minds. So the first type of peace that we need is what? We need peace with God, harmony with God, reconciliation with God by faith in Jesus, right? After we acquire peace with God by faith in Christ, by placing Christ on the throne of our heart, what do we receive? We receive inner peace that surpasses any human understanding, a peace that is there in the midst of our storms. And after receiving inner peace, what type of peace do we receive? We have peace in relationship with those around us. You guys may have not heard this, but I've heard it said, hurting people hurt others. People who have turmoil on the inside bring turmoil into their relationship with others. People who have strife on the inside bring strife to their relationship with others. But I think the opposite is also true, don't you? That those who have inner peace, the inner peace of God residing on the inside, bring what? Bring peace into their relationships with others. What did Jesus say in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5:9? He said, Blessed are the strife makers? No, I don't think so. He said, Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the sons of God, the children of God. Blessed means abounding, enriched, overflowing are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God. So there may be somebody in your life right now, friends, that maybe you're not at peace with. God wants you to be a peacemaker and bring peace to that relationship. It all starts with what? Peace with God, right? Which leads to inner peace. And that inner peace overflows into peace in relationship with others. Amen? Look at 1 Peter 3. Well, let's turn to 1 Peter 3 in closing. This is what Peter writes. First Peter 3, verses 8 through 12. Finally, all of you live in harmony with one another. Be sympathetic, love as brothers, be compassionate and humble. Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult, but with blessing. Because to this you were called, so that you may inherit a blessing. For whoever would love life and see good days must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from deceitful speech. He must turn from evil and do good. He must seek peace. He must seek peace and pursue it. So if you want to love life, if you want to see good days, you must seek peace with others and pursue it, friends. When Jesus was on that boat with his disciples on the Sea of Galilee and he calmed the storm, that historical account was all about what? It was about the miracle of peace. We serve the same Jesus today that calmed the storm 2,000 years ago. That same Jesus wants to calm the storm in your life. He wants to bring peace between you and God, harmony between you and God. And as a result, inner peace. And from that inner peace, peace in relationship with others. Amen? Amen. But it all starts by making Jesus Christ your Savior and your Lord. Lord means what? Lord means the one in charge of every part of your life. The one in charge of the thoughts that you think. The one in charge of what you do with your body. The one in charge of your spirit. Amen.